From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's main opposition group says it is ready to implement a provisional truce, but only if Russia and the Syrian government abide by it. The High Negotiations Committee said any potential truce would require Syrian government troops to lift their blockade on rebel-held communities and for the Assad government to release thousands of detainees. The HNC said the truce must also include Syria's allies, notably Russia and Iran. Last week in Munich, the International Syrian Support Group agreed to a cessation of hostilities, that is, by Friday, but the deadline passed and the fighting continued. Russia has vowed to continue airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets. Meanwhile, Friday night, the UN Security Council rejected a Russian resolution aimed at stopping cross-border shelling and foreign ground intervention in Syria. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner in Thursday's presidential election. However, as Jill Craig reports, the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent.
Uganda's Electoral Commission Chairman, Badru Kigundu, announced Saturday afternoon that President Yoweri Museveni had been re-elected president of Uganda. Museveni garnered 60.75% of the final vote. Opposition candidate Kizza Besigye captured 35.37%, and independent candidate Amama Mbabazi took 1.43%. Besigye has run against Museveni three times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.